Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're continuing on with our whip around what's going on around New York City. Let's talk about some festivals. New Fest is the 31st annual New York LGBTQ Film Festival. It's going to run from October 23rd to the 29th. The film festival screens more than 140 films and draws over 13,000 attendees each year. From feature films to short films, new filmmakers, the festival showcases films from New York and around the world. With us now on the phone to discuss this year's lineup at the festival is new executive director David Hatkoff. David, welcome to All of It.
Thank you, Allison. I'm happy to be here.
So just as an overarching explanation, what is the festival's mandate?
The festival's mandate is to highlight LGBTQ stories. And we, specifically here in New York, you know, we live in a very intersectional, international, intergenerational city. And New York has been the epicenter of queer life and queer liberation, as we were reminded this summer with World Pride and the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. And so through our more than 160 films, you know, we try to celebrate and reflect every aspect of queer life and to bring LGBTQ audiences and allies together to be able to have a communal experience around these stories.
I understand the festival has feature-length narratives, documentary, shorts, series. What does this wide range of programming allow for in terms of new filmmakers?
We have a dozen new filmmakers who have never made a movie before, who are having their New York premiere as part of the festival. And as you said, there's really an incredible range of stories, both in form and also in content. You know, these movies, some of these movies are sweet and sexy. They're romantic comedies. Some of them are haunting and harrowing and some really tough documentaries. And so there's really something for everyone, you know, whether you're looking for light entertainment or you're looking to be educated and informed or transported to a circumstance or an environment that's not familiar to you.
So I see here that Mike Doyle's Sell By is going to be the opening night film. Why is it the best choice?
It is a great choice to open the festival as it's set here in New York. It's a romantic comedy, and really it's an ensemble comedy, so it explores the relationship travails of a group of New Yorkers. And it's got a great cast with Scott Evans and Augustus Prue, as well as Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy and Patricia Clarkson in a small role. So it's a really heartfelt, funny celebration of what it is to try to have a relationship here in New York.
You mentioned documentary, Alexis Clements, All We've Got. It's been getting a fair amount of press. Will you describe the film's premise for our listeners and why this was important history to illuminate?
Absolutely. Yes. Alexis's film, All We've Got, is a world premiere, and we're really thrilled to be able to give it its first showing at New Fest. It's a film about the closure of queer women's spaces around the country. Since 2010, over 100 queer women's spaces from bars, and bookstores, and dance halls, and health centers have closed. And it really sort of tackles what it means to have spaces where queer people and queer women can come and be together. And it feels very much in line with New Fest's general mission. You know, we live in a moment when we all have access to an almost infinite amount of content just sitting on our couches. And so what does it mean to actually leave our homes and come and sit next to other human beings and share stories on the screen and with each other? And so it's really exciting to us that we're going to be able to give this film its world premiere.
My guest is David Hatkoff. We're talking about New Fest, the 31st annual New York LGBTQ Film Festival. So we talked about some new work, but the festival also celebrates work made by members of the LGBTQ community from years past. What is going on with the series about Barbara Hammer?
Barbara Hammer is really a pioneer of lesbian film, and she passed away earlier this year at the age of 80. And so we wanted to be able to celebrate her career, which spanned more than 50 years. So we're doing a program that we're calling Color Me Barbara. This one, it's Barbara with an A, unlike the Color Me Barbara that it's named for. And it's 10 films that some of which are films that Barbara herself made, and others are films that were inspired by her. So the latest and greatest experimental filmmakers who took inspiration from the incredible work of the late Barbara Hammer.
Barbara, she was in the biennial this year, right?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't she in the biennial this year?
Yes.
I think so, right?
Yes, she was.
Okay, what are some of the events and services that you offer year-round? We're talking about the festival right now, but it's bigger than just this couple of weeks.
It is bigger than just a couple of weeks. NewFest has been around for 31 years, and in the past 5 years or so, we've been able to expand to do year-round programming. So we do a monthly screening center, a monthly screening series at the LGBT Center. We do a monthly screening series at the Quad Cinema, where we look at classic queer films. And we really just try to find opportunities to bring audiences together around queer stories. You know, we're living in a moment when, unfortunately, the current administration is trying to silence our voices and erase our identities. And we at NewFest believe that we have the opportunity to do more, and that demanding that our stories be told is a form of resistance. And so we're trying to just share as many stories as we can by more storytellers, by more diverse storytellers. More than 50% of this year's directors are women, trans, and non-binary. So that's really important to us to be able to reflect the diversity of our community and of our city. And so our members get to experience queer filmmaking all year.
And before I let you go, you just joined NewFest this summer. So what are you really excited about?
I did just join this summer, and I hit the ground running, and film festivals are nuts, you know. I mean, 160 films over the course of 7 days. And I'm just excited to see audiences getting to experience these stories. And, you know, we learn from stories about ourselves, and we learn about others, and it engenders compassion and empathy, and the kinds of conversations that I'm looking forward to participating in and just sort of eavesdropping on in our festival lounge and throughout the week, and just seeing the joy around seeing ourselves on screen. You know, many of us, most of us, have been hungry for our whole lives to be visible and to be seen, and we've sort of settled for scraps. And so to be able to have 160 films that put us at the center of the narrative is really exciting to me.
David Hatkoff is the festival director for NewFest, the 31st annual New York LGBTQ Film Festival. Have a great festival, David.
Thanks so much, Allison.